As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's hour four, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. G-Bag today is coming up at 5:30. All right, and LA Live at 5:40. It has been a horrifying 10 weeks of personal hell for MFFLs. Surreal at times. It's almost unbelievable it's been so long. But the end is now coming into focus. We'll get to that here in a few minutes. Cowboys presser tomorrow morning at 11:30 to get you primed for the draft. Steven and Jerry will be joined on the stage by Will McClay and by head coach Brian Schottenheimer. Big draft starts on Thursday night. Our Path to the Draft coverage is brought to you by Pluckers. And here's one of the top stories from the national world of sports. NCAA Board of Directors proposing 153 rules that have been longstanding that would allow schools then, once they're deleted, to share financial benefits directly with players. So the translation on that is the NCAA is getting ready to clear the path to directly paying players from the university, which would, you know, make it easier for the players to get paid and perhaps, I think, for the universities to do contracts with the players,
yes,
which would allow the coaches to have more certainty.
Yeah.
Right now, it's pretty much year to year. Every time we get an open transfer portal, like a third of the players are leaving, right? And I like the era of player movement, player empowerment, player compensation. All that is good, but maybe there's a compromise that can be reached that can, you know, give the universities or the coaches some sort of assurances that we're going to be able to build this kind of program for a couple, 2-3 years, you know, and I think the fans would benefit from that as well. Although it is pretty cool every time your team has a significant need that you could imagine, maybe we can get one of the best players in college football to come through here by the time I, you know, get to the spring game or whatever, or to fall camp, we could have a great player here. So I don't know if player movement is bad for the fans, but I know it's so annoying. It kind of seems unsustainable for the coaches in some of these programs.
Yeah, that I think that's the if there was, I think you and I talked about this. Maybe we talked about on the show the 1-year contract, the 3-year contract. You know, to where you can, like, if I'm a coach, a recruiter, and I know, okay, I'm only going to have this player for 1 year. Or I'm going to have this player for 3 years. You know, and in 3 years, they get compensated. You know, let's make sure it's fair for everybody. But, you know, the thing about it is, if I just have a better understanding, I mean, I'm at Tennessee, and I'm thinking about, got my quarterback. I think I got him taken care of. All of a sudden, we get to the spring game, and now I've got 3 months before I start fall camp, and I don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little unsettling right there, especially when I
hard
felt
to coach like that,
especially when I felt like that I made it. I agreed on a deal, an $8 million deal with this player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said, listen, I'll give you $8 million if you come play quarterback for us here at Tennessee. And the player said, sure, be happy to. And then all of a sudden he starts to see the landscape of what's going on. Even, you know, it's so funny how these coaches are kind of making fun of, you know, what's going on, like, you know, with Miami and
Lane Kiffin just direct shot at Carson Beck.
Yeah, I mean, he just like
been a bad day for Carson Beck.
Lane Kiffin and
his ex girlfriend going viral, talking mad ass.
Yes. So that's kind of, you know, but if you just knew, like, okay, here are my 1 year guys. Here are my 3 year guys. Yeah,
everybody gets a clearer picture.
And I think
about the kid who's the junior who's been grinding away for 3 years. He thinks he's about to start. And then all of a sudden, boom, after the spring, some dude transfers in and now your job's
now
taken.
I gotta go. I don't want to leave.
You know, like, so it's just, it makes the most sense to have these contracts. Everybody understands where they stand. And you still get the player movement. You'll still get guys moving. It just won't be the most random thing ever, and everybody's caught off guard, and now a team's losing their quarterback, or a guy who thought he was about to start is now going into the fall going, oh, crap, I've been here 3 years trying my butt off, and this was my time, and then boom, in the blink of an eye, this guy just came right in.
Yeah, and now I feel like the players can negotiate for a piece of the university revenue as well. You don't have to depend on them having rich alumni that own a company that's going to pipe some endorsement money into you through an advertising deal. Now you can just be like, hey, can I get a percentage of the gate, right? And as a collection of players, we want half, which is what the NFL and NBA and Major League Baseball gets. I also saw in the proposed legislation, including sports-specific roster limits, it would allow full scholarships to all student-athletes on a declared roster. The NCAA said this would double the scholarships available to women's sports.
Yeah,
that's great.
So, and I didn't know how all that would reconcile with Title IX. It felt like football was kind of supplementing women's sports for a long time. And if that dissolved, would there still be enough revenue to support women's sports? And at least with this model, it would double the amount of scholarships. That's amazing for girl dads like me, Brian.
Yeah, I know. I don't know all the universities, but I know where I went to school at LSU that there's the women's basketball team takes care of itself. I mean, they've got that kind of support and following and attendance. And so they, you know, there's programs. It used to be where football was taking care of a lot of the other sports. But it's nice to know. I think baseball at LSU and I think women's basketball are the ones that kind of take care of themselves, that they don't need the support from the football program.
Takeaways from the Nico press conference. He did make it clear Kyrie is going to be back one way or another. He said he didn't know if Kyrie was going to opt out and do a new deal or just stay on the current deal. But the way Nico was talking gave me a ton of confidence. Kyrie's going to be back one way or another. Cut 12. Nico, did you underestimate the reaction to trading Luka from the fan base? Here he was at the Mavs presser earlier today.
Yeah, good question. I did know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level, but really the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level. And that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. So it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
What did you say?
Yeah, it would have. I mean, I was well on my way during that Houston game to just being like, okay, the Luka trade really sucks. But, man, this is going to be an amazing spring to watch and maybe summer to watch this team play basketball. But, I mean, the reason it's not is because you bet on super injured guys instead of likes to drink beer guys, you know? And I want to call BS. I think you had to have known. You saw, you know, what Dirk meant and what Luka was a continuation of that, the loyalty component of the culture. You were with the team during the finals. I think he knew. I think he just hated working with Luka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this, it was personal, and he wanted to get rid of Luka at any turn he could. And it was a perfect storm where you have an ownership group now that, like, is just totally checked out and unaware of the NBA and unaware of the team and city in which they've just purchased a team.
Yes.
And Nico took advantage of the control and power that he had and was able to move forward with a move that he felt he probably does in his mind really believe this. That's like the narcissism and disgusting part of this. He really does believe I made this team better by adding Anthony Davis and subtracting a Luka Doncic.
You can never admit it to yourself. because it would have to admit that I'm incompetent. And I just think pride and ego for most of us, but for Nico, absolutely. You mentioned that, though, and how DeMont is looking at him. And I think one way or another, Nico is going to be held accountable for this fairly soon. As I tease, for the first time in 2.5 months, we actually have reason to be positive. As the story from Tim K to Wall City Dallas says, the team sources have expressed belief that DeMont no longer sees Harrison as a figure with irreproachable basketball expertise. And those sources say it had influence over DeMont's decision to make Harrison appear for last week's closed media event, which Harrison did not want to do. Nico did not want to do that event last week. I believe this is DeMont saying, well, I mean, you've made this giant mess. You massively misled me. I'm a very inexperienced owner, and that is now starting to crystallize in Patrick DeMont's mind. And he's frustrated with, you know, what he's got to make Harrison the fall guy now, because his family is looking at hundreds of millions of dollars in lost revenue as a result of this. And no. that's not something you can go back to your in-laws and be like, yeah, it was totally my idea. It has to be Nico's idea. Mm-hmm. Or you just cost the family a fraction of $1 billion, maybe $500 million.
I need to look this up. I'm being irresponsible here, but I think he's also, some of the decisions he's made on the business side have cost his family a lot of money. They put him in charge of certain things.
So this is a pattern of behavior. He screws things up. Has to find a fall guy.
Yeah, he's not the. He might not be the guy that's the best to lead the ship. Put it that way.
They might have put him on the basketball team to get rid of him.
Go watch some basketball. We'll keep you out of the business side.
A way to screw that up too.
Oh wow, massively. Yeah. What's the worst he could do with the basketball team? Trade away your golden goose. Okay, cut 20. Here's more from Nico on the team. Maybe getting healthy next year.
Really, we just need to get healthy. I think the team that we're bringing back is a championship caliber team. And we fully expect to have Kyrie back with us next year when he gets healed from his injury. And we believe we'll be competing for a championship.
I mean, Jason Tatum won a championship with the Boston Celtics last year. The Mavs were in the finals after not appearing to be a favorite. I don't believe the league is conducive to being able to build a roster that is going to just dominate. So I say all that to say, I could see this Mavs team, if they stay healthy, being in a championship window next year, or having the ability to play for a championship next year. I don't fully disagree with what he's saying there.
Yeah, but I mean, to mortgage your entire future on this team being healthy is one of the most foolish mistakes anybody can make. Yeah. As soon as the trade was made, we knew how this was going to end up. You traded for a guy who's synonymous with missing games in Anthony Davis. You're going to be leaning too much now on a 33-year-old Kyrie Irving. Boom, the ACL blows. We talked about it weeks before it all happened. This is happening exactly the way that any person with common sense would imagine it would happen. You're taking older, often injured players and trying to microwave a championship and punting on the next half decade plus.
Yeah.
And he's just going to point to that forever when inevitably this thing falls apart due to injuries. He's like, well, man, if they would have just stayed healthy.
Yeah.
Well, why would you bet on any of these guys staying healthy?
The only thing is, that makes sense to me, is that you hate Luka so much, you got to find some sort of a rational explanation for why you're going to do this. I think if you hate the superstar that much, and what I believe DeMont is going to learn right now is, pro sports is totally different than any other industry you could be in, whether it's sneakers or casinos. The CEOs walk around those halls like they are absolute gods, and people, shiver and are afraid of, making eye contact with those kinds of corporate entities. And I just think that when Luka refused to go on that trip, when Luka's refusing to talk to you, coming from the background that you do, you don't realize that in pro sports, unfortunately, you got to let the superstars be absolute divas. They're rock stars. They're making tens and tens of millions of dollars. They could legitimately like walk away from you right now and have enough money to live with generational wealth for the rest of their lives and beyond. So it's just a completely different ball game than any other kind of business that you could be in. And I would expect Nico to know that. You know, I would expect, especially because Nico worked with so many superstars, I would expect him to know that. But I wouldn't expect Dumont to know that until now, right? I also can gain some confidence or optimism from the fact that Jason Kidd apparently resented the front office's decision to trade Luka Doncic, and he felt like he'd been asked to reinvent. You know, Nico has danced around those questions and kind of made it sound like Kidd was complicit in some way. But I think the fact that you have a super smart basketball guy there in the organization that can talk to the owner can give us hope. But it's amazing that they wouldn't have consulted stronger with Kidd, that he couldn't, you know, have blocked it at the time.
Well, because they didn't want to hear no. Nico didn't want to hear no. So the only person that knew about it was Nico. And then when Dumont had to know about it, he knew about it. And then right when this thing's at the finish line, okay, Jason Kidd, you can know about it as well. When at this point, the deal's already done. The hay's in the barn. Yeah. He didn't want to welcome in other voices because he wanted to be the lone voice. And he knew that every other voice would say, no, this is not what you should do. So he strong-armed it, and he used the power that he had, that Dumont and them gave him. And now they won't look at him the same because of it.
Yeah,
because they all have egg on their face.
Don't you agree, though? It's starting to set up like they're going to make Nico the scapegoat out of this.
Totally.
The way the Tim Cato, the Tim McMahon articles read today, it's basically...
It's the only way this thing ends.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he kind of did it. He did it to himself. I don't think that he's a scapegoat. He put himself in this position.
Yeah.
You're not a scapegoat when you're the one that orchestrated all of this, and you took advantage of all the parties to get what you wanted. So, yeah, I guess if he's the one that loses his job, sure. But it's well-deserved. He's the one that is at fault here.
Absolutely.
And I get people that want to push back. Well, Mark sold the team to these... You know, I don't think Mark Cuban had any thought that anybody in their right mind would trade a Luka Doncic, who was considered an untouchable.
Yeah.
Well, they did, because they didn't know what the hell they were doing. And now in hindsight, they're like, well, crap, we listened to this guy, we didn't realize, and now, yeah, they're probably going to move on from him if this thing doesn't go perfectly and Kyrie's recovery goes beautifully and Anthony Davis somehow stays healthy and Derek Lively, who hasn't been able to stay healthy, is able to be on the court as well. There's so many things that have to just kind of go perfect for them. And now you don't have that killer that can just take over a series to where every series you're in, even if you don't have a roster around him, you're like, we've got the best player.
Yeah.
When they went to the Western Conference Finals, that team had no business being there. You had a dude who dragged your ass there. Anthony Davis isn't doing that. He's never been that player.
It was almost like how LeBron dragged the Cavs for the first 9 years of his career to relevance. The Tim McMahon article about Casey Smith, you know, it does make me wonder, like, if Casey Smith had never left, would Derek Lively be more healthy throughout his career? Would Luka have stayed healthy? You know, and then the fact that not only did Nico chase off the best trainer in the world of basketball, but he brought in
play by me.
Two dudes from tackle football. The main guy is described in Tim McMahon's article as more of a personal trainer than the standard in the league, which is more of a medical practitioner. So they're operating at a very significant disadvantage. And Nico believes he's actually made the training staff better than Casey Smith, which is, you know, further evidence of the ego and the delusion there. And apparently the end for Dirk was a couple of years ago when they got rid of Smith. He already knew it. And Nico insisting that these guys are somehow better, as your team really can't stay healthy.
No, the Derek Lively bit in that McMahon story is jarring.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one of the quotes in there is like somebody should have lost their job because of that. You got Derek Lively doing hardcore workouts when he's got a stress fracture.
Mm. Okay, we'll hit the expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top. G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30. Latest on the Stars and Rangers as they get set to resume action as well. Coming up next year, it's the G-Bag.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
G-Bag Nation on the Fan. All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in about 5 minutes. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Are texters going on defending Nico? They got to be trolling you. That's hilarious. Okay, Damian Lillard upgraded to questionable for Tuesday's game two against the Pacers. The team announced today he was talking all kinds of trash with Halliburton and the Pacers during game one when he was sitting out there in a Bill Cosby sweater, but they lost. So he's definitely feeling like he wants to get back. The playoffs so far right now are fascinating to me, the NBA playoffs. I couldn't get enough of it, and I look forward to watching more tonight. But, of course, Stars Avs tonight at the AAC, the 5-1 game one victory for Colorado. I think people might be losing confidence right now in this hockey team, but I'm going to give them to the end of tonight before I call this thing, guys. If they don't win tonight, I'm willing to do it. We talked with Eddie Olczyk last hour, and we were just talking about, hey, you're at a 2-1 game, then things get away from you late, but you did a lot of good things. Maybe that was the turning point, and this team's about ready to show us who they really are. But I don't know how you could feel that way after 8 straight games, like actually being optimistic. I just got hope right now. I think probably injuries have done them in. And then this Rantanen storyline where he really only played elite with McKinnon. Right.
Yeah. I mean,
he's in Carolina. He's here. His numbers are just like, okay, he's good. He looks like a damn superstar when he's on the ice with McKinnon. Now it's just like, I don't know. I don't know if he can be the straw that stirs the drink. Wolchuk, Brian, what do you think?
I'll tell you what, McKinnon does a great job of getting his guy shots.
Second best player in the world.
I mean, you watch when they bring the puck up and how much open ice that those guys create.
He's so fast
for each other. I mean, it's just a burst. It's a blur. You just hold your breath and hope that, you know, but they just do a great job of attacking your defense. And I could understand. I mean, I think there's a lot of guys that would play very well with McKinnon and that crew. They're just really good at setting up and being really at the right place at the right time. for some of these shots.
I mean, some of the analytics I was looking at said he's like 30% less impactful if you take McKinnon. It's something to look at.
McKinnon makes, he's very much like in this way, like Luka, as far as getting you open shots.
And it doesn't matter who's on the ice with McKinnon. That guy's going to be dialed and do what the Jock Peterson slump becoming historic. His 0.55 average, the lowest of any player through a team's first 20 games in MLB history. The worst among all players with at least 50 ABs this season by nearly 40 points. Well, I mean, it's funny, isn't it? I hate to laugh about it, but I can because the Rangers are above 500. They just went toe-to-toe with the Dodgers.
It's shocking.
It is. I can't believe it. Every time he goes to the plate, I'm like, really? And I can't imagine what's going on between the ears. Like, mentally overcoming something like that, even as a veteran, this is really, really awful.
Did they pitch hit for him the other night?
He didn't play last night.
He didn't play yesterday.
No, but two nights ago. I think they pitch hit.
Was it Pilar that came in?
I think Pilar came in.
That's the right thing to do here.
Dodgers. It might have been because the Dodgers, the lefty-righty situation.
They probably threw a lefty. Yeah. I think that would make a lot of sense because he doesn't hit.
I thought he got pitch hit for, but it might have been because of the lefty-righty situation.
I mean, sometimes they have pitchers who are like coming back from an injury or they're just not pitching well and they're kind of hanging out. Maybe they're in Arizona, but they're not technically in the minor leagues, but they're like throwing live BP. This is the kind of situations that Jock just needs to go. If you don't want to go to the minor leagues right now, I don't know how to give you the kind of reps to allow you to play back. We got Pilar hitting the ball. You know, I don't need you as a DH. I got a dude literally hitting six times better than you. Pilar over here.
Get this guy to the keg league that Broadus was talking about earlier.
How am I supposed to put Jock? I got Josh Smith sitting over here, right? He's a manager's dream, does everything the right way. How am I going to sit him down for a .055 hitter? So I don't know how you plug along. I guess you stay in the cage, and Jock Peterson's a vet. But, you know, I would also say, and I couldn't bring myself to ask why. I apologize for not asking this question. I know we talked about it earlier. I would, and I will. But isn't it very possible that at that age, having that dad bod is just a no-go? Can't do it. Right. In your 20s, you can carry dad bod and, you know, still be a silver slugger caliber offensive player.
Mm-hmm.
You just passed the tipping point on that. Welcome to 32. It sucks. Right. But father time is undefeated, especially if you strap a boiler to your midsection, Brian.
Figure out where that weight room is, Jock.
Yep.
I'll tell you this, though. Jock Peterson struggles there. I think there's a lot of guys in this lineup that are probably looking at Jock Peterson struggles and saying, oh, well, thank God it's him because they would be focusing on me.
Although, yeah. Jock Peterson, take those arrows, Jock.
Jock Peterson standing up there, and there's a lot of guys in this lineup that aren't hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of like, as you mentioned, he's taking the arrows, and I'm sure there's dudes like, whoa, hey, honey, if it wasn't for Jock Peterson, they'd be talking about me on the radio right now.
Hey, I got three basically no-name guys on my roster. We don't need to see Semien. We don't need to see Berger. And we don't need to see Peterson in you know, at least consistently until they start showing signs of a turnaround. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup. We're Lucius Alexander. That's your G-Bag of the Day.
Y'all could have kept going, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reading these Shannon Sharpe receipts right now.
No.
My God, bro. My God.
Is it bad?
Baby gravy? Baby gravy makes an appearance.
That's in a lawsuit. That's a direct quote. Bro. This lady was wild.
Put
bro.
A big black baby in me?
Oh.
That makes the lawsuit. This is an interesting read. Where does he find these freaks? Well, I guess he's counter-suing or standing his ground or whatever the case may be. He says it's a shakedown. I got a little bit of that in LA Live. I'm not going to get too much into it because you would have to read the whole receipts. And they're fantastic.
No, this isn't Michelle, is it?
This is not Mama Thiel. This is Gabrielle Zuniga. Boy, where does he find these freaks? All right, let's see here. When we last left,
$100 million finds him. That's how you get them freaks.
Yeah, the lawsuit's pretty nicely timed, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, right after he gets that money, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that old Bugsby boy, he's something else. He is something else. Mm-hmm. All right, comedian and his name is Mike Goodwin. He is our winner and champion of G-Bag of the Day from Friday.
Hey.
Took you into the holiday weekend, the Easter weekend, with some perspective with a joke.
Grandma said there are only two things in life that you worry about, whether you're healthy or whether you're sick. If you're healthy, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you're sick, You got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to get better, whether you're going to get worse. You get better, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you get worse, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to live, whether you're going to die. If you live,
you ain't got nothing to worry about.
You ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you die, you got two things. Whether you're going to heaven, whether you're going to hell. If you go to heaven,
you got nothing to worry about.
You ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you go to hell,
what do?
You got two things. Original or extra crispy?
Original or extra crispy.
His delivery on that is so dang good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. Hoo-wah, hoo-wah, hoo-wah. All right, I've been sitting on this one for a while. Peyton again.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Song?
RJ and Choppy show producer. Which one of these fools is Chomp? RJ and Choppy show producer Peyton Russell right here. He broke down in a song. I mean, he showed his heart right here. Okay. Listen to this.
What would I do without the morning show, boys? They just tear me down. Oh, where is the joy? They've got my head spinning. No kidding. I'm just an innocent boy. Sean Sharif doesn't show up no more. He's always gone, he's killing the core. And Bobby, where do I start? Your football takes suck, and you smell like my fart. RJ, please don't forget me when you're gone. I love you even when you're wrong. Cause all of me loves all three of you. Love your screaming and your yelling. Your passion is never dwelling.
It's so bad, bro.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
He put together the single worst 30 minutes in live radio history. And bless that song you, helped put him over the top.
Bless you.
I felt like it was a diss song, but from an abused child.
Yeah. Yeah. What would I do without the morning show?
What would I do without the morning show? Sounds like it was written by Jim Hansen. That is great. All right, UFC fighter Patty Pimblett. Am I saying his name right there?
Patty the Batty. Pimblett.
Patty. Pretty good neighbor, great dog owner, I guess you could say. His dog took a poo in someone's driveway. He said a sloppy one. It was a sloppy one.
Can't pick it up.
So he goes to the door cam, and talks to the person. Check this out.
Hello, my dog's just had like a sloppy outside. I was just wondering if you got some water. I don't want to leave it outside.
That's Patty the Batty.
It is.
I'm 5 minutes away from home. Don't worry, I'll clean it.
You sure? I feel terrible. You know what I mean?
You're terrible.
No, it's all right.
It's just had the proper sloppy shit and I can't even pick it up with a poo bag. You know what I mean?
Don't worry, I'll clean it when I get in.
So, thank you very much once again. I'm sorry about that. I hate doing stuff like that. That's why I knocked on.
Go on, I'll see you later. Ta-da.
Good neighbor.
Yeah. Good neighbor, bro. Yeah. They don't pick up after their dogs in my neighborhood.
No.
I hate them.
Did you put one of those signs out there?
Yeah, there's
it's a
no guy.
Poo zone.
Yeah, yeah, we got those signs, and there's a guy that goes around spray paints them with the, like the, so you can see it.
Wow.
It's orange spray paint.
Oh, circles them.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets them out there. But people don't pay attention. They still let their dogs poo on the concrete, on steps, and everything.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, parking, it's crazy. Ridiculous. Oh, let's see what else I got for you boys here before we go to LA Life. Oh, it's not in here. What happened? Hold on. What my
Peyton got it.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. All right. Yesterday was a church day. A very fantastic church day. Pray you got your blessing. There's a blessing out here for you. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes at Friendship West Baptist Church. We got a praise team right here that was struggling during Easter service.
So good is it here. No matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing, it's all about Jesus. It's all about the love that he has for us.
Hold on. I'm sorry. We started in the wrong key. Is it okay if we start that again? We're in the key of G. We're in G.
Key of G.
For Jesus.
We started that in the wrong key, and I can't. That was just terrible. So we've got to restart it. So let's clap.
Let's clap. I'm feeling it too.
And let's sing it. Come on.
Oh.
Just the key or the rhythm?
It's not it either.
Hold on.
Melody.
We're gonna do it one more time. Do you trust us?
No.
Trust the G.
Let's just play it. Just us. Here we go. You ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh,
wow.
That potential there for a second.
Sounds a little.
That sounds a little off. That's what you want to say.
It's a little off. Pitchy, dog.
Yeah.
Praise team struggling during Easter services at the UFC fighter Patty. Patty the Batty. If you like that, Patty, you got to get Patty the Main from that Rogue Hero show I was telling you about with the SAS troops from UK. It's a good show. Is it Peyton Russell? What would I do without the morning show? Or two
what
things to worry
about.
What
would I do without the morning show? Reminds me of Kermit the Frog, man.
I'm going to vote for the UFC fighter. How about you, Chief?
Give me the champ.
Lucius?
Yeah, comedian Mike Goodwin.
Mike Goodwin's the vote. 2-for-1 here.
I'm going to go Patty the Batty.
We're tied at 2, Brian.
Peyton.
By a score of 2-2, we have a tie. Jump on to at GBag nice. Nation. That is where we settle ties in the GBag of the day. We jump online at GBag Nation. You can follow us all when we get there. And I'm going to create an Insta poll. It's only going to be up for 5 minutes. Who is your GBag of the day champion? About halfway through LA Live, we'll announce the winner. So let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has LA Live.
I have a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
Time is home. I fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Everybody get high.
Why do you give me a hard time about Dallas? Oh, because everything is so fruity tooty and the food is so, oh yes, and then you look and a sandwich is $75.
Yeah.
Oh, mother, that's okay. This is such and such a place. Well, I just did, and you act flutie tootie, and your car is flutie tootie, and Dallas is flutie tootie, and I live in here. There.
Fort Worth. Well, you live in Hearst, but you grew up in Fort Worth.
Well, I know Fort Worth, Fort Worth isn't Rudy Tootie. It's nice. A good, great place to live.
Yeah.
Dallas is all, everybody over there, they're all, something's wrong with them.
Yeah, something's wrong.
That's right.
And I mean, you can't even, I mean, they don't even, you can go anywhere and just to eat lunch and it's going to cost $200.
Yep. I mean, that's true.
$1.
Yeah. I don't know. You just sort of get in there. Well, we need to go to some Oscars and have his Oscars a la or whatever
you're Oscars a la S is hilarious, bro. This is LA Live for Monday, April 21st, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first-time listeners. Welcome in, last-time listeners. Hope you had a restful and great Easter weekend. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip-hop group, PPT, for naming today, Monday, Friday. Monday, Friday vibes is just some stuff I've seen over the weekend, by the way. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Did y'all watch the wrestling this weekend?
No. I've been catching up here with your replaying of it.
Yeah, I'm replaying yesterday because I didn't see yesterday. I was at the movies watching Sinners!
Was it awesome?
It was pretty good. Good movie. I wanted to watch it again, actually. It was a pretty good movie, man. If you like... are pretty good with American history, especially in that Delta area. Mm. It's gonna blow your mind. Voodoo, or as we call it here in America, voodoo. It's really good, man. Let's see. Yeah, I seen A Living Color brought out CM Punk with that Cult of Personality song. It's good to see them still getting spins off that 40 years later. I seen them at Epcot,
great record.
Disney. Yeah, it's a fantastic record.
with a fantastic message too. People need to take heed to. And have y'all seen the shoulders on this girl, Bianca Belair?
Oh, she's ripped.
Oh, God. My goodness, she's stacked, dude.
No,
put me in a headlock, bro.
I don't know any of their names.
Yeah, I feel you. Now, that's quite amazing.
Is she the one that was fighting Real Ripley?
I don't know who these people are. I'm just like Dawson. I don't know. I'm just been watching.
Face mask on.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't know, man. But
wow.
Awesome to watch.
Wow.
Yeah. Made me a fan. I'm not going to miss another little match that she's ever in. That's for sure. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Do y'all see some fool ran down on DeMar DeRozan at their sushi spot in Calabasas?
They did.
Yeah, man.
Y'all seen that?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Got into altercation Friday. Dude put a bright phone in his face as he was sitting down trying to enjoy his sushi.
Very invasive.
Very, very, very.
What's wrong with people?
My man ended up on the ground with his legs in the air kicking.
Yeah, it was a bad look.
That's a bad look. That's a bad look.
He got taken out on a gurney, didn't he?
That's a bad look, bro.
Hey, as a younger brother, though, that move was pretty clutch. You know, if you knew you were going to lose, right, you drop back on that shoulder and just put that foot out there. It's hard to break through.
That's when you know you're in desperation.
That's that desperation, bro.
For dear life.
Yep.
If they try to dive bomb it, the other knee's coming up.
Yeah.
It's good technique.
Yeah, I ended a fight like that in high school. I think I was on my... Yeah. I'll never talk about it, bro. Oh,
no. Dude, chill. Truce.
Yeah, like six people seen it and one of them's dead right now. So marking it off. I'm just marking it off. Yeah, so I think it's kind of weird because my man that was giving DeRozan a hard time had a shirt on that said, homeless comedian writes a book, $20. Everybody in the comments was not talking about that. They were talking about, oh, if you're a fan, you need to chill back and not be abrasive and all this other stuff. And I'm like, something's weird about this. He has a shirt that's promoting. And then I looked it up. I typed in that little phrase that's on his shirt. He's a content creator.
Yeah.
He was really clout chasing on this
He's trying to promote his book.
Oh.
And he used that moment to promote his book. He was running around L.A., trying to find celebrities so he can get like a promotional drop, like say something about my book that's on Amazon or whatever. By the way, the title of his book, Black Rachel, Gay for Your Husband.
There's a lot to unpack there.
What? Yeah, he ran down on Jay Farrell. Listen to this.
Yo, I'm here with the legend. Hey, I'm here with the legend. Hey, can you tell people to go buy my book on Amazon?
Hey, check his book out on Amazon.
Black
Rachel, Gay for Your Husband. What the hell? Gay for Your Husband.
On Amazon.
What the hell? That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, bro. Huh. So watch out for that, man. That man is just trolling, going around to L.A. trying to promote his stuff. I'm not even going to give him any promotion, but I'm going to put you onto the game. Yeah, let's see what else we got going on here.
Two things wins what G-Bag up? Of the day. 60% of the vote.
Two things already?
Two things, yep.
Oh,
two-time champ.
You cut it that quick?
Yeah, I usually do 5 minutes. Maybe I can make it longer now that it's going to run into this LA Live.
You good, man. You good. Speaking of LA Live, this is 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Okay, there's a man named Ronaman. His name is Ronaman. He's a super fan of the starting lineup. It's an NBA show on Sirius XM.
Okay.
He looks like he makes parody songs. He doesn't have a big following. There's only like 300 people following him. But this radio show loves him because he makes these parody songs. He made a song about Nico and Luca in the key of Keith Sweat. Nobody who can love you like me. Yeah, anyway. So he does two verses. One is Nico, one is Luca. I'll give you Nico's verse first. Tell me if it's accurate.
This is Luca singing duet with Nico Harrison.
Okay.
Nobody like Luca. Take it away, Nico.
We got 8 players injured. Carry out for the year 2. Wanted to show the Maverick fans that we don't need you.
Damn.
You got a dead body and you're lily white. Thought Anthony Davis would be what the Mavericks fans would like. got starting at the point.
No more.
What about at center?
No more.
Who we got playing the game tonight?
Yeah.
Nobody, baby. Who is playing for Kyrie?
Nobody.
For Derek Lively and AD?
Nobody.
Who come to watch us Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Nobody, baby.
That's great.
Pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's Nico's line. Let's see. Let's get to Luca's line. See what Luca got to say in response.
I've got a dead body. And I have gimpy calf too. Luca might have bits of belly, but he'll drop 50 on you.
Yeah.
Now I don't ever bake. Because I like my food fried.
Yeah.
I like to smoke hookah, eat burgers, and drink beer every night. And who can shoot threes like me?
Nobody.
Who can make plays like me?
Nobody.
Who can smoke hookah and drink all night? But get you to the finals, baby. Who is worse defender than me? But on offense, who gives you what you need?
Nobody.
Who can party all night long but still hit? Game winners, baby.
And the Mavs finals hopes are gone. Mavs finals hopes are gone. Mavs finals hopes are gone.
Let it play a little bit. Hold on.
Man's finals hopes are gone. Nobody like Luca.
Right. That's so good. That's my vote for G-Bag of the day now.
Yeah.
They're both great.
Rana Man. Rana Man on Twitter if you're trying to find that guy right there.
And here's how I know Jason Kidd resented it, because I always heard he was one of the best partiers triple-double the next day. Right?
Saw a little bit of himself in Luca.
I'm coming in off the clubs, and here's a triple-double for you, and we're going to the finals again, guys. You know?
Yeah.
What ballers do in their 20s?
Yeah.
Doesn't bother them that much. We're just jealous.
Oh. I gotta let this ride, bro. This is just amazing, this little riff. Oh, my God! Come on! Right. Shout out to 635. 35, let's go! Oh my God!
Looks like they have some great work going on. Oh, sorry. They have some great work going on at 635 these days through Garland. Oh,
are you
looks
serious?
Like they're
going
to open up that expressway.
Yeah.
They got it. It's wide open, like a construction playground there for miles through the middle.
Took 27 years to get it done.
Yeah. Just like back-to-back football fields for miles, that size.
Yeah.
I don't look forward to getting on there and traveling that every day when we move.
Yeah. No.
I'm going to have to do that, and I don't want to.
Hey! I need this project to finish.
Hey, that janky lawyer, Tony Busby, done hit Shannon Sharp with a $50 million lawsuit for alleged sexual assault and sexual battery on multiple occasions. The plaintiff alleges that she was in a rocky, consensual relationship with Unk for 2 years when Shannon Sharp went viral for his Mama Thiel video. That's what she basically said. Oh, he's cheating on me.
Uh-oh.
And she said she tried to break up with him, allegedly. And then that's what all the battery and assault started happening. Sharp allegedly came over to her house promising delivering gifts and Christmas gifts and birthday gifts to her. But instead, he allegedly assaulted her.
Oops. Oh, no.
Oh. Unk and his lawyer said these are lies. And he has the receipts. And yes, he does. Oh, my God.
All-time receipts, dude.
He said this is a stick-up. This is going to play out in court. I don't know how Tony Busby still gets these cases, bro. I don't understand how he's still practicing law out here.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Someone said, allegations, accusations, aspirations, Lakers in five. Baby gravy, big black baby, this lady's crazy, Lakers in five. Dog collar on the neck, sexy tech, she ain't getting a check, Lakers in five. People are crazy. Hog tie, dog tie, she a lie. Lakers in five.
Good.
Speaking of that a little bit, Sway the remix guy got a hold of that Lakers in five.
Lakers in five. Lakers in five. Lakers in five. Lakers in five.
bigger than five.
It don't matter, divorce court, child support, Lou Dort.
Bigger than five.
Lou Dort.
OKC, KFC, UFC.
Bigger than five.
It doesn't matter. Chris Paul.
It don't matter.
Logan Paul. Bigger than five.
Serge Ibaka, Chewbacca, Waka Flocka.
Bigger than five.
Walk. Shout out to Sway, the remix guy, for getting your hands on that one right there, sir.
That's something.
But it still ain't over with. It's still drama. WWE legend Paul Heyman takes a shot at Unk and his case.
And he went off today.
Oh, this, I got a few more clips of him. He was in his baggage.
He was.
He was deep in his baggage.
Even McAfee's like, bro, we might need to cut your mic. Yeah. Character.
Yeah, well, he turned on CM Punk and Roman Reigns. He even had like a little nut punch. Oh. Did y'all see the nut punch?
I missed the nut Ding. Punch.
Yeah, he punched Roman Reigns in the nads. Wasn't awesome, but they were trying to talk about it on Pat McAfee's show, and he's just taking shots at Punk instead.
See, CM Punk does as much good to my reputation as Shannon Sharp does to ESPN.
All right, we don't need that.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
Lock
going on.
I'm not the one getting sued.
Whoa, okay, all right.
Company guy here. Come on.
Is that a work?
What? I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. I mean, Shannon Sharp ain't involved. If it is work, Shannon ain't involved.
Well, I know McAfee does the pro wrestling stuff sometimes,
he sure
right?
Does. He does.
Sure does.
Yeah, he did, man. It's pretty funny. Okay, well, that's it. My name is Lucius Alexander.
Already?
I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. Go look at those Shannon Sharp receipts. I'll holla. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. After the G-Bag of the day, 5:30. Time flies when you're having fun in this expressway.
Absolutely.
Well, I tell you. Central's jammed up coming in and out of town. Just keep it locked right here on 105 through the Fan. We have another hour of sports, plus the Fan After Dark coming up with Fred and Blake, 7 to 11. Well, Chuck, what are we doing next?
To Around the Bases, farts are funny. Which Rangers newcomer has made the best impression? And rivals tipping pitches, that's next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.